Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Remember, 3 hours of pure bliss, 3 hours of fun, excitement. Only 1 hour left of that 3 hours. Put your seatbelt on, tighten it up, because this is going to be the best hour. I can tell you, we've had 2 good hours. The third hour is going to be the best because the hair's coming, you know, out of the ponytail for Todd. And Denise and I have got our feet up, and we're I've applied the deodorant. Cal has sprayed on his deodorant.
Yes, I have.
And we
took our deodorant shower.
Yes, we're ready to go. Beautiful, beautiful February morning here in the West Coast. It's just love the weather, love the sun. I can't kind of do something anecdotal. I just love, you know, I've got family members in the Midwest, and we appreciate you and love you, but I was down in Southern California, which is crazy, too. It's got its issues. Walking near the beach where everyone was people roller skating in shorts and tank tops. I say to myself, I guess that's what we call, everyone complains about the taxes in California. I call that a sun tax.
That's worth paying for.
Yeah, that's what you pay for. Go ahead, Todd.
You talk about deodorant.
Yes, deodorant and
so this last week I had some court cases.
Oh.
And these were contested hearings, putting on evidence, I mean, the whole ball of wax. And when I get into court cases, I get pretty dang focused on the task at hand, and, you know, I am locked in. After the case had wrapped up and I was successful, I had to go pick up my son from school. So I pick him up at 2:40, 2:50 in the afternoon, and he gets in the car. We're driving home, and he's oddly silent. And then he says, "Hey, Dad, yeah, did you put on any deodorant this morning?"
I'm
like, what do you mean? He goes, "Because we really should be rolling down this window." Did you have court today? Yeah, I did. That's what I thought.
You know, the judge is like, we fined for Cuden to get him out of here. He smells so bad. We got to give him the case to get him out of here.
Thank heaven, because of the mask mandate,
Everybody
had to wear masks. He didn't know until he got in the car, took the mask off. And it was like, whew. Thank heaven for the masks in court.
And I don't know if TikTok washes the insides of cars or not. I'm just saying.
Quick
TikTok car wash. If they do the inside of the car, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Well, all I got to say, you women out there that we always brag about, Todd, there you go. Cats and BO.
Yeah.
He is a sexy
man. He is a keeper.
I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for poor eyesight and a bad sense of smell, I probably would have never gotten married the first time.
That's exactly right. We're going to talk today about this last hour about the Penn State big issue, the Penn State swimmer issue, coronavirus and family law issues. Denise is going to delve deep into this. This is a hot topic. Denise was just telling us during the break that there's a thing called listserv where the attorneys can talk back and forth, and it is the hottest topic right now on what is going on with whether or not someone has been vaccinated or not as a parent, and when it comes time to for child custody issues. She's going to get into that. We're going to talk about a San Jose professor and the indigenous skull that she put on some social media, and then we're going to touch briefly on Avenatti, and at the very end we do our quick takes. But before we do all that, we do the most important thing, which is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. We go to Louisiana. That's right, the great state of Louisiana, where father and son wanted to open up a jambalaya shop franchise. The Hendersons, father and son, claimed they reached an agreement with the people who own it, the Fontenots. I'll say it that way, instead of trying to say it like a, you know, font wounds, like that kind of thing. They own the Jambalaya Shop franchise. They wanted to open up a new location in Denham Springs, Louisiana. The plaintiffs claim at the time of the agreement the Jambalaya Shop was involved in litigation with another franchisee who wanted to come into the same market, and therefore they couldn't execute the paperwork to make the deal official. But they paid their fees anyway. And the Fontenot said, well, even if we lose this case, we're not giving you your money back. And the other family said, we disagree. The Henderson said, we disagree. In fact, we're going to pull out now. Give us back our money. And the Fontenot said, I don't think so. And so, Mr. Kunin, having practiced in the South, I thought maybe you would have some insight on this and give us your sense of whether this is a case or no case.
Interesting that you would reference my practicing in the South for this.
Yeah.
Because this is Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
So when I started law school, first day, all of us in our first class, you know, we had three sections, but we were all together in the big auditorium. They're talking about everything, and they said, how many people want to take the bar in California when you finish law school? And most people raised their hands. How many people want to take it out of state? Out of state. And they had a certain number, and they said, how many of you want to take the bar in Louisiana? And there were about three people that had their hands raised. And they said, you need to come up and talk to us because you may not be at the right school. Because in Louisiana, they follow the Napoleonic Code, whereas other 49 states follow common law. And what you're learning at our school is not going to help you in Louisiana. So my southern roots have nothing to help me out with at all in this case, because it wasn't Louisiana. It was a great state of Tennessee.
Yeah, Louisiana is totally unique.
Totally unique.
Totally unique. And I have a friend that passed the bar, and you know, she had to first take the notary license before she could take the bar in Louisiana. Very difficult bar,
yeah,
let me tell you.
It's really, really different. And with all of that, look, Cal, with all of this, whether they owe money back and forth or not,
yeah,
I'm playing you more than I'm playing the facts. And I'm going no case. I'm just on a no case roll. And you said fine, not fine to not.
Fine.
So I'm going no case on this one.
All right, Denise Dirks, what say you on the matter of the Hendersons versus the Fontenots over the Jambalaya franchise? Case or no case?
This makes me really mad because here there's no contract. They pay the money even though there's no contract.
Yep.
They know there's another franchisee that has the territory, but they pay the money anyway. So what is going to be their cause of action? There's not a breach of contract. It could be unjust enrichment to get the money back, but the franchisor could say, hey, they just voluntarily gave us the money. They knew all of these things, so they haven't... relied on anything because they knew the facts going in. And because of that, I have to agree with Todd. It's not a case.
Boy, did she roll her eyes when she said, I have to agree with Todd.
Yeah,
did you see that, Fred?
It's painful. It's painful to agree with Todd. It just is.
Mr. Penny, what do you think about this? Is this a case or is this not a case?
I know we're not allowed to look things up, but this
let me finish.
This is generic. I looked up jambalaya just to see what type of food they have on it. So to me, I'm not a southern food guy. But to me, it's okay. This is what it has. Jambalaya. Pastalaya, which is jambalaya with pasta. Gumbo, I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. Red or white beans. Jambalaya sauce. Smoke. Bowden? Whatever that is.
It's a sausage.
It's pork, rice, and a jambalaya shop, smokehouse.
Objection. He's reading recipes to stall for time.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to make us hungry.
I'm reading this stuff trying to figure out if it's something that I would eat being a West Coast beach area type guy. And I don't know that I'd be eating that. I don't know. That's just me. We're going to come back and talk about this. I'm going to put my feet up and just meditate and look at Cal to determine whether or not he's lying. Or not.
Apparently, jambalaya is an acquired taste from what they say.
I love it.
I haven't acquired it yet. We'll be back.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We will have the answer to case or no case as the program continues. So if you stay there, the show will be back after we take our first break of this hour.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk. after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-26.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So we're talking about the jambalaya case, and what is it? Jambalaya is a isn't it like a chain?
It's a fast food franchise.
Like and a chain, they have more than one, I wonder?
I don't think it's called Jambalaya.
What's it called?
I'm trying to get my browser up.
Hold on.
You haven't given your answer yet.
The Jambalaya shop.
You haven't given your answer yet, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's because he, in our break, you know, he was out there.
The Jambalaya Shop.
Yeah.
Is what's called.
He's out there on lawtrivia.com, yeah, typing in keywords. Okay, what do I do? He claimed he had to go to the restroom.
Yes.
But he took his phone with him, and there's a suspicious amount of legal research that he's come back with.
And what are you alleging, Todd?
I don't know.
Here's the deal. I'm not cheating. I just want to know what Jambalaya Shop was. Cal, I think Cal looks things up, and I just don't see Cal using the Jambalaya Shop as – he wouldn't have thought of that one unless a real case came up. I'm saying it's a case. I'm going against both of you. It's a case, and Jambalaya Company wins. It's a case because I just don't see Cal making up the Jambalaya Shop in any way. So that's what I say.
Cal, how do you respond to what is essentially a claim that you don't have the intelligence?
Oh, I deeply resent
I'm just stirring it up
the allegation, Your Honor.
The fact.
Maybe true.
We'll find out. Well, how do you ever look up the Jambalaya Shop?
You do, if you're me, you go and you go, weird lawsuits involving food. Yes. Weird lawsuits involving what's a weird food? Jambalaya. Okay, weird lawsuits involving jambalaya. That's kind of how my stupid little brain works. So.
Uh-oh.
The defendants are accused of misrepresenting promises and guarantees.
Oh, the defendants, guys. That means you lose. He said defendants.
Failing to honor the terms of verbal and other agreements executed in 2009 and failure to honor the terms if there was a conflict over the franchise, the second person to file, if the plaintiffs lose, second person to offer either gets the franchise or gets their money back. So the people who filed, the brothers, dad, father, and son, they win. And that
So I got 1 point.
1 point.
So it was a case.
It was a case. Absolutely.
And the franchisees, the people who had the franchise, won.
That's correct.
The company Jambalaya Shop lost.
There is actually a franchise in Louisiana called the Jambalaya Shop.
That is crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah, now, Denise brought up, we talked a little about Louisiana law.
Yeah.
Right? And how it's different. And it's difficult to pass the bar there. Did you ever see the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
Steven Spielberg film with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. And in that movie, as a 21-year-old, the character Frank Abagnale Jr. forged documents that he had graduated from Harvard, forged everything, took the Louisiana bar, and passed it in the movie with no legal training. And here's the true story.
Wow.
That actually happened, but it took him 3 tries, not once. And he studied for 8 weeks, and he passed the bar in Louisiana.
Wow. So does that mean he's a legal lawyer?
Well, no.
No.
Because he was later captured by folks. And
I mean, he was still a forger, but I mean, does that mean?
No, you have to have an undergrad or some other thing before you can take the bar.
Yeah, he was not qualified. I think they would probably revoke his moral character determination.
I'm thinking.
As a result of all of that.
Yes.
So the Penn State, we got to get in this. We got a lot of
good movies.
So look, this is, my daughter was an NCAA Division I swimmer. She was a really good swimmer. And the interesting thing is when you go to these swim meets, the freestyle, and she was a good freestyler, you know, the 100, the 200 free, the 1500, you know, the differences in the times were nanoseconds if it's the 100, right? And if it's the 200, maybe a second from first place and second. And then the 1500 is sometimes it's a touch still, right? So this Penn State woman that is go ahead.
University of Pennsylvania.
University of Pennsylvania, not Penn State. You're right. Thank you. Is basically a former male swimmer for the same university.
3 years on the men's team.
Right.
Then there was nothing in 2021 because of the pandemic. And this year she's competing on the women's team because she's transitioning from male to female.
Got it. And that's exactly it. So let's talk about some statistics first, Todd, and then Denise and Todd get into what is going on with these lawsuits that are being threatened if she's able to compete in the finals or the major competitions.
So one of the arguments is that because Leah Thomas was biologically a male and hasn't fully transitioned, and some raise the issue even if she does fully transition upon completion, because she was born biologically a male, it gives her an advantage over individuals who were born biologically female. And her claim is that her times have been reduced. However, I went and they looked up Leah Thomas's best time, her last season competing as a male in the 500 freestyle, a 500 free swimming competition. And then I looked up her best time this year as a female in 2019-2020, that season. Her best time for the 500 free as a male.
His best time.
His best time, 4:36.57.
Write that down.
4:36.57. Leah Thomas as a female, best time 500 free this season, competing as a female in the women's division, best time 4:34.0 seconds faster than her best time as a male.
And what's interesting about that is that she has gone a whole year suppressing her testosterone because she had to do that in order to even qualify to be in the championships. But didn't they just bar her from the NCAA championships and for March and coming up?
Yeah, what they're doing is the NCAA is in the process of changing those rules. And that's what's happening, and she's threatening, and actually University of Pennsylvania is threatening to sue the NCAA if they don't allow her to compete.
By the way, those statistics I just read came directly from the PennAthletics.com website where they list the times by year and athlete.
That's the thing that's interesting about swimming. There's no issue of, basketball, she's transitioning, she's better or not. This is a fact. So we're going to come back after this and touch on this more and then get into some coronavirus stuff.
Some fascinating areas of the law still up for discussion, and you can hear all of it next on Radio Law Talk as the program continues with Todd Kuhnen, Fred Penny, and Denise Dirks. We'll be back.
Commercials are under announcements here on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560, that's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The January report for the number of illegal immigrants encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border is set to be released soon. This as the Biden administration continues to focus on addressing the root causes of migration. Lieutenant Chris Oliveras with the Texas Department of Public Safety tells Fox News what he believes the root causes actually are.
It's much bigger than focusing on the root causes getting to those Northern Triangle countries. The root causes is the policy and also implementing the reinstated Mexico policy, following through with that and putting more pressure on those governments in those countries.
At least one person is dead and four others are injured following a late-night shooting in Blacksburg, Virginia. The first reports of shots fired just blocks from the Virginia Tech campus sent that school into lockdown overnight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No fun. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Back here talking about Pennsylvania, University of Pennsylvania, and the swimmer, the male, now a female, transitioning to female. And Todd brought up some interesting statistics. The big issue that's coming before the NCAA is deciding what constitutes the individual becoming a female officially, and what the rules are concerning that, and they're working on that, and there are rules about the, I don't get it. You become a 20% or a 15. I read about it. I can't remember because I don't have the article in front of me. They're now making it where you have to be transitioned further to a woman than you were prior to this, and that's what they're changing. And University of Pennsylvania is claiming if this happens and they're going to not allow her to compete, then there's going to be lawsuits. So, I mean, this is the beginning of everything, and so we're not, we don't have to get too deep into this at this point. Before I forget, look, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice on all this stuff. We're talking about general topics a lot, Todd.
Yeah, and the difficult thing with University of Pennsylvania right now, so the question here is, if the NCAA comes out with rules or bans Thomas from participating in the finals, is the school going to go to bat for Leah Thomas to try to appeal so that she can? And the issue that's occurring internally with UPenn is a lot of the folks that are on her team, some anonymously, have gone to the school saying, please don't appeal this because it's affecting our sports. Others are supportive, but it's not unanimous. And so it's okay, what are we going to do with our own athletes, because there's not unanimity here, it puts the school in a very tough spot. And so they're trying to figure this out.
For sure. And if you look to the Olympics as a reason, or how a guidance, if you will, let's put it that way, as they're handling the trans athletes, first, before 2015, they used to require the trans athletes have to go through gender reassignment surgery. That was a condition for them to be able to compete in the Olympics. Then,
do you know how long ago that was that they required that?
2015.
How?
Prior.
Wow.
And then in 2015, they changed the rules that said that it just had to be hormone treatment. And last year, in 2021, they took that out as well. And it's basically, the thought is that there are a lot of competitions, a lot of different activities and different types of competitions in the Olympics where gender doesn't play a role. It doesn't matter. Like, think about archery, or think about soccer, or think about, you know, there's a lot of things where it's not necessarily an advantage to be one gender or the other.
I don't agree with the soccer thing, but still, go ahead. But like, you're saying,
shooting,
there's a lot. You're right. Skating, maybe even, but the jumping.
Fencing. I mean, think about it. There's a whole lot,
right.
Chess. It's gender neutral.
Chess.
Chess is a great one.
Well, didn't the NCAA say we're going to leave this to the governing bodies of each sport to figure this out? I thought that was something that they came up with. Now, it could be wrong.
This is so in flux right now, everybody.
Yeah. Actually, there is a more conservative administrator, if you will. NCAA is considered to be more liberal, right?
Right.
And there is another line that is more conservative, that if NCAA doesn't resolve this, then it could go to the other authority in this. And I can't remember what they call
it.
Well,
or they could be each individual conference, maybe, is what you're saying.
But that could be.
That doesn't work, though, because your conferences are playing against conferences.
The difficult thing is because the science on whether or not there's a competitive advantage based upon physiology, going male to female to male, is still unsettled. When they look at hormone levels, they'll say, well, the hormone levels are all the same, and then there's this new body. Yeah, but you've got bone structure and musculature that through the formative years were developed to a certain point, and they're always going to have that bone mass, muscle mass, you know, raw body mass that's not going to go away. It's unsettled, so they're trying to create rules as the science is still emerging, and it's hard to come up with a concrete, this is what we know, this is settled science, it's not changing, and now we can create rules based upon that. So it keeps changing. That's why there's such a difference between what they required in 2015 versus what they require now or allow
now. But forget the science.
Yes.
Forget the science. What's the facts that you saw in this case?
And that's the thing. Is you can look at science all you want, and then you look at the empirical evidence, the fact. Leah Thomas is swimming nearly 2 seconds faster as a female than she was, a transitioning female, than she was as a male, in the same event.
And that was not a scientific fact that must be considered when they do the rules. That's a real
unique fact. It may not be scientific.
The one thing that I see with this is it seems almost exclusively, and if anybody has any evidence to the contrary, I'm all ears, but so far, everything that I have seen, the issue has always been somebody transitioning from male to female wanting to compete in female sports during or after the transition. I have yet to see a case where somebody is transitioning from female to male and is seeking to compete in the male events.
Wants to put left tackle on the football team.
Because they've transitioned.
Right.
And we talked about this during the break. I think that, for example, if Leah Thomas were to petition the NCAA and say, look, I'm transitioning, but I'd still like to compete in the men's division, I don't think anybody would complain about that. I don't think anybody would be saying, oh, she's got a competitive advantage because of this. There'd be no complaint. So it seems to be an instance that's very focused on one specific type of transition and where they want to compete. And I think the evidence of times and some of that, it looks like they have a competitive advantage, but we'll wait to have to see what the studies show.
Yeah, we're going to continue to follow this as time goes on, but it's very, very interesting. Let's talk. Denise is our family law attorney, and I am a personal injury lawyer, and Todd is a former prosecutor and does criminal defense now. But Denise, this coronavirus thing is so interesting because of, in family law for many, many years, it's funny how things transition. In the 60s and 50s and 40s, let's say if you were a smoker and they were talking about child custody, generally speaking, the courts were not going to bring up the issue of smoke harming a child as to who gets custody or not necessarily custody or what you're required as a parent to do if you want custody. But things have transitioned and changed as time went on. So as to the point where smoking was a consideration. Now the question is, what is whether or not a parent is vaccinated or not? Is that going to be an issue in when there's a child custody issue? Denise, you seeing this right now on Listserv, everyone talking about it.
Yes, and that's because the science is all over the place, to be quite candid with you. And it's really unique. It's much different than smoking, in my opinion. Whether to vaccinate or to be vaccinated or vaccinate your child, that's the issue. And it implies religious connotations. It implies disability issues. It implies all kinds of things and really true belief system for the parents. And right now there's a lot of cases. I have several where the parents disagree on whether or not the children should be vaccinated. And mainly it could be because of heart issues for the child or hypercoagulation issues for the child. They're focused on the child's health and whether or not that's going to preclude them from getting a vaccination on the one side. Then they're looking at whether or not a vaccination is going to keep that child safe on the other side. And then it's gone so far now as to whether or not a parent has to get a vaccination to keep their child safe. And these are struggles that I think are up and coming. They're already in the court structure. The experiences out there have been the best expert wins. Whoever can, have an expert witness that will testify as to why or why not the child should not have a vaccination, or an expert to say why or why not the parent can or cannot have a vaccination. And it's really important issue because, first of all, think about all the religions out there that would refuse vaccinations. Are they going to have their religious rights and beliefs, basically overturned by a judge as it relates to their children and to their own religious beliefs? That's a really important question, and nobody that I know right now has answered that in this context.
When we come back, we're going to throw out a few judges are saying right now that are kind of hitting the news. We'll be back, talk more about that, and we're going to jump into a San Jose professor and a little bit about Avenatti.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And it's not done yet. Stay tuned. The final segment is coming right up right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hey, listen up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the best show ever. You better listen to us.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
So we're back to Denise finishing up on this issue of how the being vaccinated or not is going to be handled in child custodies across the United States.
Right. It comes down to risk to the child. That is really what it's about. But let's talk about this issue in the context of marijuana and alcohol. Both are legal now in many states. The difference with it, a court saying you cannot, you know, use marijuana or you cannot use alcohol is different than the coronavirus issue. The vaccination is very different because it's not going to impair the parent in their ability to parent the child. So that distinction, I think, that many courts will say as a standard order, no use of marijuana or alcohol 8 hours prior to or during the custodial time. And they usually make it mutual. And that's common. But here we're actually looking at, will the judge say both parents have to vaccinate and get their child vaccinated and show proof within 10 days or 20 days or whatever? That the implications for this COVID are just, it's just so much more important than and involves different rights than just privacy, health, but it goes into religious beliefs, and it also goes into disabilities, whether or not the parent has certain disabilities that the vaccination could cause problems.
So here, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, so when the court makes an order like that, Does it have to say, and the reason I'm making this order is based upon some finding that to not do so would put the child's health in jeopardy. There's got to be some reason for it, right?
Yes. And usually they make a factual finding.
And so you wonder how things have gone over the last 18 months or 2 years, where early on the thought was maybe a different view of potential rates of infection and mortality and what can be done to prevent it. And then as the science has developed, now we have a different view of what the infection rate, mortality, and what can be done to prevent it.
And if you're vaccinated, do you still get it?
Can you still pass it along? And it keeps going. And I'm just wondering how often courts have had to go back 18 months later and readdress rulings they made 18 months early, because now, okay, the science has changed. What I ordered 18 months ago isn't really going to do much, but now I'm ordering this. It just seems like this constant evolution, because similar to the Penn State swimmer case, the science is unsettled.
That's right.
It's difficult.
That's right. And it's changing.
Yeah.
And it's changing and it's evolving. So, you know, right now it hasn't been a long enough period of time for there to be appeals and for us to start get a feeling about it. Right now it still seems like it's all in the trial court. So there's really not – you kind of have to pick and choose the different states and trial courts that get some, you know, exposure that you can see. Because it was really not until the appellate courts that you kind of start to get a better feel about what's happening.
I want to just throw a few examples out there. Recently, a Chicago judge barred a divorced mother from seeing her 11-year-old until she got vaccinated. And that hit the news, went on TV, and then he backed off on that ruling. But then another judge out of California did kind of the same thing. It was a father and mother. The father was not a vaccinated father, and the mother was. And they agreed to vaccinate their child. Yet the judge turned to the father and says, if you don't get vaccinated, this may affect your child custody.
That's exactly right. And that was just kind of sua sponte said,
yes,
without it being like a noticed issue,
right,
in the court. And so the father said, but I have a medical issue that prevents me from getting vaccinated. And so that is what it gets. And the court actually went so far to say, get me the medical evidence.
Yeah, and not only
get me that medical evidence.
Denise, the thing is, even the mother's attorney said, we didn't bring that up. We didn't argue that.
I know. I mean, weird. It's really crazy when you think about another constitutional right is the right to have your children, the right to be parents, the right to bear children is a constitutional right.
And you'd think that an argument back to the court would be, well, okay, I'll bring the medical evidence why I can't be vaccinated. But just for the record, I want the medical record, the medical evidence that supports the court's ruling that if my child who is vaccinated is around me unvaccinated, I pose a risk to that child. Somebody's got to present that, because I'm pretty certain, Your Honor, you're not a medical expert. And I don't know what you're relying on. I can't even appeal that ruling because I don't know what you're relying on.
Right.
This is more and more is going to come up, guys.
And I have to say this personal experience that I have a child that after they got vaccinated, they had a stroke.
Right.
And a lot of the scientists involved show that it's very possible that it was caused by the vaccination, because all the white blood cells went to one place in her body and created a blood clot. And why else would that happen but so many days after?
And we're not saying we're pro or against. We're just saying there's issues on both sides.
Right, exactly. There are reasons for and reasons not.
And this whole myocarditis thing among primarily late teenage girls who get the vaccine. I mean, there are all kinds of interesting subtleties and nuances out here will have to be taken into account.
But the big question is, what are the courts going to do when it comes to child custody of you know, whether or not, number one, the child gets vaccinated, or number two, whether the parents should be vaccinated?
Right. Quickly, we have to talk about the fact that joint legal custody in the context means both parents have to come to the decision together. One should not act without the other's permission. But if one parent has sole legal custody, then they get to make that decision. So that's the cases that are coming up are usually when the parents have joint legal custody and they don't have the same view.
I don't know if you can answer this question, but In these cases, how often is the issue of vaccination versus not vaccinated brought up, as you mentioned, sua sponte, by the court without anybody else raising the issue, versus how often is it brought up because one or the other party has raised an issue about visitation because the other party isn't vaccinated?
It usually comes in the context that there's notice and opportunity to be heard, so that's usually coming up in that context. But it's going to depend on the judge.
Yeah.
It's going to depend on the personality and the belief somewhat of the judge.
Okay.
Yeah, this could be interesting. Really fast, we have 1 minute left. We're going to talk. There's a San Jose professor that, just look it up, that there's an indigenous skull that this professor had and showed it on social media, and there's been a backlash. Was there a lawsuit about this, or?
Well, the issue here is that the professor has now been prohibited access to the she's an anthropologist.
Right.
She's been prohibited access to this field of study, the evidence from the field of study that she's been in since the early 90s, because she posted a picture of her holding a skull of an indigenous person that, I mean, of years ago, and she posted it on Twitter. And the issue here is the United States back in the early 90s passed a law that says, look, when you're doing excavation, you come across remains. There's a process you have to go through to find out
right.
what tribe they belong to, because out of respect for that. And the claim here is that her posting it on Twitter did not adhere to that respect.
Right. And I kind of agree with that. And I know there's a legal process that need to be met, but it also lacked taste.
Yeah,
it
go
wasn't
ahead.
Just the law.
I know. Appreciate it, Denise. Cal, roll it.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Quick Takes. Fred, you go.
Sure. Something rare occurred today. Fred Penny won all three case or no cases. Good for me.
Bravo. Todd, what's yours?
Just be careful what fertilization clinic you go to. You never know what you're going to end up with.
Make sure they have a lost and found.
Oh, Denise.
Good one. I just want to touch real quickly. One of the greatest falls from grace right now. Avenatti was found guilty of defrauding Stormy Daniels.
Woo! We'll be back next week with all our case or no cases and the newest and latest things on Radio Law Talk. Remember, Pacific time, 9 to noon, Cal, right?
That's correct. 9 to noon live every Saturday. Well, most, except holidays. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.